morning. I'm Gordon Ferguson at the Common Rutherford Hospital. I'm thrilled to be taking this challenge this morning. And even more pleased that I'll be challenging the senior leadership team at the Common Rutherford Hospital to do the same.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Fahad Tahir from St. Thomas Physician Services. I was challenged by Dr. Jessica Thomas, the neurologist at St. Thomas Rutherford. I'm pleased to contribute to the ALS challenge. And I challenge Dr. Britt Viaton, St. Thomas Heart and Rutherford.
This is so exciting, guys. My name is Bernie Sherry, President CEO of St. Thomas West in Midtown. I'm excited to take the ALS challenge. I've actually been challenged twice by the same family, the Billmeyer family. Judy Billmeyer, the wife of one of my best friends. So I accept her challenge. And in return, we cannot let the president of the medical staff at St. Thomas West and the president-elect go without the ice bucket challenge. So I am challenging Mark Peters and Ken Petroni. In addition, I'm challenging my cousin, Tom Boozer, who is a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Tom, we're sitting in LP Field at Titan Stadium. And on Monday night game, the Titans will ice the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay, before we start, I got a short announcement. I'm going to put this down. I'm just going to yell, okay? All right. This is the perfect place to do the ice bucket challenge. Look behind you. What happens here? This reminds us that this is the place where teams do battle to accomplish their goals, to achieve victory. And when they accomplish their audacious goals, they celebrate with their head coach exactly this way, with the ice bucket. They prepare, they execute, and they win. And their leader, like everyone watching, knows the ice bucket is coming. Our team is St. Thomas Health. We are here today to prepare, and we will win. Our goal is to provide an incredible patient experience. Victory for us is defined by all four emergency departments showing improved net promoter scores from their baseline at year-end fiscal year 14. And all five hospitals showing improvement on their inpatient net promoter score from that same year-end baseline. Mike Schatzline, we have a bucket with your name on it. Well, Derek Mason, the football coach at Vanderbilt.
Let the pleasantries begin.
He's going to get on us.
It's quite,